we'll get started just with a little bit about yourself.
I'm Becky Gaylord. I am from Illinois, but I moved over to Iowa about 20 years ago. I've been married to my husband, Tony, for 18 years. We have two boys. We actually live in Weaver. I've been working at the treasurer's office for 7 years now.
When it comes to you as a candidate, what are the qualities, what are the traits that you feel you bring to the race?
I've been there for 7 years. I've been preparing myself for this for the last 2 years. I thought it was maybe going to be a little bit longer. I thought Janet was going to run another term. But really, I've done a lot of the electronic stuff on the online. We used to have things that we did by, you know, still pencil and paper and, you know, long rows of numbers, and we put those into the computer to get those automated. Basically, I can take care of every aspect of that office. We do need help in taxes and that sort of thing, but I've been there. I can work in every department.
Why should somebody, you hear the supervisors and you hear bigger, why should somebody care about what goes on in the treasurer's office? Why is that something that people should be thinking about?
Treasurer's office is actually the main one. We are the one that collect the, you know, the tax money and that sort of thing. So we're not looked at as the favored office because you're always giving us money, or, you know, we're taking your driver's license photo or the vehicle registration. But customer service is really important, as in everybody has to use the treasurer's office. So it's very important to actually make sure that customer service and training and that sort of thing are at the forefront.
Obviously, when it comes to the treasurer's office, it was one of the offices that used to be split between Keokuk and Fort Madison. Now it is combined in Fort Madison here. If you were elected, do you like the fact that it is all of the employees in one place, or would you like to see it go back to where it's split between the two cities?
It's much easier for a manager standpoint to have all your employees under one office. That's just period flat. It's just easier to deal with. People call in sick and you have to reroute that. We have people that are off on vacation and that sort of thing. When we were in Keokuk, when we had that situation, we had to close the office and that sort of thing. To be really honest, it's not in the budget until June of 2015 to actually see if we can even go back there. But at that point, if the Board of Supervisors brings that up, then I'll participate in that discussion with an open mind.
So it really sounds like when you look at it, just having everybody in that one roof, I would assume it makes it easier, one person gone, hey, pop over here, pop over there. That makes it where you're not closing offices.
Exactly. We have about 5 people that can work in driver's license, but they all work in different locations also. So, you know, we can have fillers and that sort of thing, but it's just a lot easier when one person calls in sick. Invariably somebody's on vacation and we're shorthanded at that point, so it's easier for somebody to just slip over and maybe do, you know, 2 jobs that day.
You mentioned driver's license, and that's another issue that's popped up big time around the county. Is it feasible to have it offered in both cities? I mean, is it an option, whether it's for an extended period or every other day? Is it possible, or is it feasible? Could it work to have it that way, or is it work better to have it in one location 5 days a week?
Well, from what I understand in 2006, that it was actually down in Keokuk a couple of days a week, and it did not work out really well because, there again, when people got sick or for security reasons, you needed more people down there. If there's only 2 people down there and somebody has to go on a drive test or calls in sick, or you have breaks, lunches, that sort of thing, then that other person is left by themselves. I've had to call or hit the panic button once before, and it's not a nice feeling to have, especially when you're all alone. So we've done it before. It's just, you know.
Should the county even do driver's licenses? There's so much of a contentious issue right now. Is it worth it to offer driver's licenses here in Lee County?
I like the idea of the service, as in it doesn't bring the county any money, but basically it's a service provided by the county, and I would hate to see everybody have to drive to Mount Pleasant or Burlington. I think it should be provided. I don't want to take it out of there, and I don't think, you know, that should be necessary.
Does the state need to provide more? I mean, I believe it's right now $7 a license. Losing money in that regard, from what it sounds. No money for online. Would you push, if elected treasurer, at the state level or even just to, within your own association to say, hey, we need more online. We need more of this. Is that something that you would push for?
I would hope so. At this time, you're correct. As in when we do it, or when they do a driver's license online, we don't get paid for any of that. That does not go to the county. When we do one in the office, we get $7 from that. It would be nice to actually get a little bit more of that because most of the counties do not operate in, you know, in the black with the driver's license. It's basically a service provided to the county.
Any other ideas that you have for the office? Anything maybe you've seen it operate and say, you know what, I could tweak this a little bit. This is something that I could see doing. Anything that you have?
I would like to cross-train employees that we have, as in we have a few employees that could actually be better utilized in other areas when they're slower in some. So that way we wouldn't have to maintain, you know, or hire other people and that sort of thing. We could actually use the employees we have. There's training that we need to go through the state, and sometimes that's not at the greatest time as far as like taxes are due and that sort of thing, but we really need to go to that training just because there's, you know, there's things that we need to learn and know before we actually, you know, have a bind when it comes up in the office.
If you were elected, say 2 years, what would you like? What would be your goal for 2 years for the office? Let's say, just looking at that, I mean, how would you want to see the office working in 2 years if you were elected?
Basically, I want to make sure that people are cross-trained, so it's actually more efficient, more customer service, just more friendly when you walk in the door. As in, it doesn't need to be a place where everybody is, you know, dreading to go in there to pay their taxes and that sort of thing. It's, you know, it just needs to be another friendly office just like any other.
As you've been out talking to residents, knocking on doors, campaigning, have they brought up any issues to you that maybe weren't on your radar, something you hadn't thought about that if you were elected, you'd say, hey, that's a pretty good idea. That's something we could look at. Anything come up during these discussions?
The only thing that usually comes up in my facet of the job or when I was out door knocking and that sort of thing, the citizens that are over 70 currently get anywhere from a 2 to a 4 year license. I understand the need for maybe a longer one, or it's, you know, it's hard to remember to come up every couple of years and that sort of thing. But when you go to the state with that information, they are looking at like cognitive responses and that sort of thing to make sure that they are still able to operate a motor vehicle safely. So I'm not sure if there's anything that can be done with that, but you know, it's always a try.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I went out, and so I've door knocked personally on over 1,000 doors in Lee County, and I will say that I've met a lot of very nice people that I would not have met otherwise. I found some other locations that I've never visited in Lee County even after 20 years, but otherwise this is a great opportunity. I, you know, win or lose, I did my best, and I appreciate the opportunity to do it.